I'm Levi Shoby. I'm from Medill, Oklahoma.
Levi, tell me, first of all, is your family involved in the cattle business?
Yes, sir. We own a small ranch in Marshall County, just east of Medill. We run anywhere from 150 to 300 cows head. We have a cow-calf operation. Right now, our numbers are lower since the drought this last year. We had to sell off some, but we're building back up, but we might get in a similar situation. But right now, we have about 200 head that we're running, and I have about 50 head personally.
Now, we had to manage for the drought, didn't we? We had to take care of the cattle, but also take care of the environment, too, and the pastures, right?
Yes, sir, of course. Have to be a good steward of the land. The land's what gives you the goods to produce the cattle. If you don't take care of the land won't take care of you back to help you produce cattle.
Tell me about some of the things that you do that helps make sure that those animals are taken care of and well cared for.
Well, of course, you always got to just take good care of the animals. I mean, we feed them during the winter when they need fed, and whenever, even in the summer, we've been having to feed some with the drought. I mean, we make sure they have proper nutrition. That's a must. And if anything's sick, you have to give it some antibiotics or something of that nature to help it get over its sickness. It's just got to be a good steward of the land and a good steward to your animals if you're going to be the one that's taking care of them, because they depend on you to be there and take care of the animals for.
Okay. You know, a lot of folks that live in town that don't have animals of their own, the cattle or horses or anything, they do worry, though, that they are concerned that the animals are humanely treated. What sort of assurances, how would you assure someone that doesn't live out in the country that you're doing the right thing?
Well, it's a must to treat the animals as humanely as possible. My dad's a veterinarian, actually, and we do stockyards, and we have to treat animals very humanely there. And the thing is, we need to take care of our animals so that they'll produce for us, because we want to maximize our profit. And if we're not going to treat the animals humanely and not get good care of them, then they're not going to produce for us back and give back to us. So if we don't take care of them, we're going to lose profit that we could be gaining if we took better care of the animals. So I'm saying that why would we treat our animals inhumanely and lose all our money whenever we could treat them humanely and gain money?
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the product that we're trying to produce, beef. Beef is a lot of folks agree probably with you that beef is a tremendous product. Others maybe not so much. What's the story? What is sort of a message would you give to a consumer that's thinking about, they're at the grocery store thinking about the protein choices they have?
Beef's the best meat protein value wise, and it's also leaner than a skinless chicken thigh, and I mean, so it's relatively lean, and it can meet the USDA labeling guidelines for lean meat. So I think that if you get the right if you have the right selection method and get the right cut of beef, then it can be more beneficial to your body than any other type of meat, protein wise as well as B12 wise. Beef has a lot of B12 in it, iron, and anything else that you could look for, you could probably find in beef.
When you think about maybe that consumer that maybe you're standing there talking to, what would be the one thing, the one message you would want to get across to them that might encourage them to buy more beef?
I think the one thing that I could use to get across the message to beef, not only does it have all these nutrients in it, but that's just in a 3-ounce serving. Think whenever you're eating an 8-ounce steak that you're eating two of those servings plus more, then you're getting double all that just in a 3-ounce serving. So it's so compact and full of nutritional values, and then you're eating that much meat, then it's going to be that much more beneficial to you.